Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big East Sports Show and the college football stakes continue to get higher in the Big 12 Conference. A number of teams we've got our eye on, but right now we're going to turn our attention and shine the spotlight on the Texas Longhorns as they will face West Virginia on Saturday after coming off a much-needed win over the Kansas Jayhawks, 59-20. So in our next segment, yes, we're going to highlight the Longhorns, but we're also going to take time to feature a new book that has just been re-released by our good friends at Triumph Books. And I'll tell you what, to all the Longhorn listeners out there, the holidays are just around the corner, and this is the perfect gift. It's an honor to have back with us Bill Little, award-winning writer who worked for UT Athletics Media Relations Department for more than four decades. He's the author of six books on Texas Longhorn sports. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Well, thank you so very much. It's nice to join you.
Well, before we dive into the book, the Texas season, the football season, it had some ups and downs. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, and they're trying to lock down a bowl appearance. What are your thoughts on the season, on how it has played out, and just your assessment? They are 4-5 right now.
Well, expectations for Texas football, obviously, as I think everyone nationally knows, are you need to be part of the national landscape. So, obviously, nobody here is happy with what's happened so far. And I know that it's been an inconsistent year. The only consistency has been the inconsistency. So hopefully they'll go to West Virginia and be able to play well. This is a team that has not played well on the road. And West Virginia and Texas have a very short history in the Big 12, and yet one that's been pretty exciting. They went to overtime up there 2 years ago.
Absolutely. Bill Little with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He's an award-winning writer, author, worked at the University of Texas Athletic Media Relations Office for four decades. And, you know, as we reflect on the season, obviously the biggest highlight was that win over Oklahoma. The Sooners were ranked 9th in the country at the time. Then they followed up with a solid win over the Wildcats. They won two in a row. And then as you're talking about the inconsistency, they had that disappointment against Iowa State. As we look ahead, I mean, how do you envision the season ultimately playing out?
Well, they've got three tough games left. They play a very good West Virginia team on the road. They play Texas Tech here on Thanksgiving night.
Right.
And then they finish at Baylor. So those are three tough games to win, and they got to win two of them if they're going to go to a bowl game. So it's not an easy road. There's a lot of young talent on the team. Coach Brown had done an excellent job of stacking the deck as far as the recruits were concerned when Charlie came in here.
Yeah.
He was able to take advantage of a lot of really good commitments and a lot of signees that Mac had. And so there's a core of young players that are really getting things together. It's just a matter of when they do get them together.
Yes, as you look at the schedule, they've had some devastating, they've had some hard losses, you know, losing by 43 to TCU. But one thing about the Longhorns, Bill, I'm sure you'll agree, they've shown a lot of pride and character and their ability to bounce back.
They have, and I think that's the one thing that is very evident about this team, that they've been challenged by the media, they've been challenged by the fans.
Right.
And before that Oklahoma game, they really had their reputation on the line, and I think they... That game's always going to be a toss-up. It's always a rivalry game, as the nation has in so many different ones. But that one in particular is the one where the cliche says you can throw out the records, and you certainly can.
So moving forward, what is the biggest issue that they must address? You said they've got Texas Tech at home, and then they pack their bags and head to Waco.
Well, Texas has to get back. You know, it was interesting. Earlier this week, they had the premiere of the movie My All American, the story of Freddie Steinmark.
And yes,
a lot of that features around the 1968 season before Coach Royal. And twice in the movie, he said at six and four is not good enough at Texas. Well, we're looking at a situation where last year we were 6-7. If we don't go to a bowl game this year, we'll have seven losses as well. And if 6-4 wasn't good in 1968, you can imagine how the other plays today.
Bill Little with us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. You talk about Darryl Royal, so let's walk down memory lane. Let's highlight the new book that's been re-released, Longhorn Nation, Texas's Greatest Players. Talk about Longhorn football, and you really did a great job, you know, capturing the spirit of Texas Longhorns and just the football program within this book. Tell us about it.
Well, Alyssa, Triumph Books has done an excellent job of doing it nationally. They did a book, and we started this with a book in 07 called What It Means to Be a Longhorn. Other schools have done the same thing. In fact, I talked to Tony Barnhart, who had done the Georgia book when I originally started doing this with Jenna McEachern. And what it is their story. It's a collection of more than 70 players in their own words, chapters that are about 1,200 words or so, describing from the 1930s all the way up through Vince Young and the national championship in 05, their thoughts personally. And even though it's not in somebody else's words, by telling it in their own words, they include so many of their teammates. And so many people go back and read it and just relive those moments because of the unique style of the book, which has been very effective. And they had the right to take it to paperback and have chosen to put out a new one called Longhorn Nation. We were able to do a little bit of an update on it in the preface to it and the introduction to it, to talk about guys like Colt McCoy and Nate Boyer and guys who have come since that time, Justin Tucker, who's doing so very well now in Baltimore. But we were able to include that in a paperback version of the original book. Now people can have the coffee table book, have the paperback by their bedside, and read a chapter at night and enjoy looking back in the past.
And of course, Bill, as you're saying, the original was released in 2007. And I just have to wonder, you know, so many personal accounts. What kind of feedback have you received from some of the former players? And also share for our listeners tonight, just what did Mack Brown have to say too?
Well, Mack and I actually had done a book together called The One Heartbeat. And then after the national championship, we did one called One Heartbeat Two, which included that. But Mack and Coach Royal was still alive when we did the original book. Both of them had done forwards to this book. And Mack's version and vision of what Texas was at the time was, I think his best line in there was, you use the hook 'em horn sign, and at Texas you don't have to say hello, you just say hook 'em. And I think that kind of spelled out Mack's version of what it was all about in the time that he was here.
Hey, Bill Little has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The title of the book is Longhorn Nation, Texas's Greatest Players Talk About Longhorns Football. And my final question for you is, you talked to all the quarterbacks of the national championship teams, and they provided insight on what brought them to that pinnacle, correct?
I did. We had, James Street was still alive at the time, and we were able to visit with him. Eddie Phillips was part of the 1970 team. And then, of course, Vince was the guy in the final one in that Mack had in 2005. And I think probably the conversation with Vince was as meaningful as anything, because I think so many people have seen that great photo of Vince standing with the confetti coming down around him after that ball game was over. And arguably the best game ever in the history of college football. And I asked him, I said, you're looking up into the lights, what do you see? Mm-hmm. And his answer to that, when he gets into the key of what it means to be a Longhorn, or Longhorn Nation, as the book is now titled, gave an insight to why it is that people come to Texas and why they believe in that. And that was the same thing we saw in that My All America movie that's out. And I hope people have a chance to see it this weekend.
Bill Little, award-winning writer who worked for the University of Texas Athletic Media's Relations Department for more than four decades. He's the author of six books. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of this. For all of our Longhorn fans, Longhorn Nation, Texas's Greatest Players Talk About Longhorn Football. What has been the biggest highlight for you personally being a part of this program?
Oh, I think just getting the words and the guys' own vision, a version of how they saw things, looking back at that part of it, was a little different view than having lived it. As you said, I did. I came here in 1968.
Right.
But to be able to get the voices of the past from these guys, some of whom now are no longer with us, but to be able to include them and let people go back and remember, has been a real fun part of a very historical program.
Thank you, Bill, so much for joining us tonight right here at YSR. Thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. Stay close.